Coach, I know you were just talking about it there and trying to find the right guy, but I know for you specifically, if you can recruit from your backyard and get from the Southern Illinois region, you like to try to get a kid or two. How hard has it been with no schools playing football this fall to recruit from the Southern Illinois area specifically? Or have you even bothered to look because there's no football?
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly looking. I mean, we're always. I mean, right now we're already on to the 2022 class as far as, you know, the initial recruiting process, as far as gaining the list, and the high school coaches have a huge part of who you're recruiting. You know, if the high school coaches around here, all of them have our information. They pick up the phone and say, hey, this kid can play for you. Then that's where it all starts, is relationships. And so. Obviously, right now, without a senior year. Now, I mean, football, when you're 16 years old at the beginning of your junior year to where you're at right now, you gain a lot. You become a lot better player. I promise you, if anybody recruited me off my junior film, I wouldn't have been recruited by anybody. Now, in my senior year, I was a lot better player. And so that's probably where some of those kids that you feel bad about that really took jumps and matured and developed and are just completely different players from their junior to senior year, you know, you just don't have the film to validate that right now. But so I'd say that's probably the toughest things for the guys. The guys that we signed without senior years, we had evaluated and knew about and recruited off their junior film and then just stayed with them.
You know, about this time last year, you were ranked for the first time in your head coaching career. You started the year ranked, beat a ranked SEMO. You had Jeremy drafted in the second round of the NFL draft. Last year, you just missed the playoffs. Has those things helped make the recruiting job easier?
Yeah, I mean, obviously all that stuff helps, of course. I mean, you know, it's a... I don't know about easier. Again, I think it goes down to finding the right guys. I think that, you know, it validates what you're doing, and that's what you want to sell to your recruits, that what you're saying that you can back up and show the results. And, you know, in the first 3 years, I wouldn't trade any of that. I've had to get better as an evaluator, as a head coach of what, who we're taking and why we're taking them, and all those things. And without experience, you don't gain those things. So I think that's where it's at. It just comes down to taking the right guys. But of course, I mean, the success that your guys have at the next level, winning is the number one thing in your program. I mean, you got it. Winning helps out in every area of everything. And so we've done more of that. But I feel like more of that is on the horizon for Saluki football.
An experienced DBs on the roster now. How is that competition going to affect the secondary and the room and trying to get the best guy on the field at all times?
Well, it's just going to make them better. I mean, competition makes us all better, and so you're going to have to. You got to bring it every day, whether it's a walkthrough, it's practice, it's individual sessions. You know, there's a talented group. James, like I said, James is a part of that DBU. He was in the first recruiting class. He's been a part of knowing all of these guys that are a part of it. He was a part of the very beginning. And so, he's a talented guy that we got to find, you know, with Quay coming back, playing in the springtime, you know, those guys, and that's our job as coaches to find where they fit. We've all got to be humble and put up the team first. That doesn't matter what position that you're playing. And those guys will do that. Those guys care about each other. They love each other. And the ultimate thing, like I just said, is winning. And not one guy has went on to the NFL because it was about some stats. I mean, right now as a recruiter too, I mean, I'll get emails. I'll get texts that say, like, hey, this guy passed for 4,000 yards, or he had 92 tackles. Like, we're not looking at stats. I've never said to an assistant coach, like, how, you know, what's his stats? Like, I want to see the video. I want to know about him. There's so many things that go into stats and all of those things. Same thing that comes in with NFL scouts that sit down with us as coaches when they come and, you know, scout our players, that none of them say, well, you know, how many tackles do you have? Do you have 90 or do you have 68? They want to put on the film. What position did you make the plays that you were supposed to make? What's he doing? What's his makeup? What's his character? Same thing when we're recruiting these guys, and I feel confident in the makeup of our secondary. A lot of good players back there, a lot of different personalities, but ultimately we got to come together for the common good of our team.
Final one for me, Coach. No quarterbacks currently in this recruiting class. Your top two, Corray and Stone, close to graduation. How important for you is it to find someone to sign in February at the quarterback position?
Yeah, no, I think that it's I think it's important for you know, all of our guys. Always to sign a quarterback. But again, you got to sign the right guys. And so, you could go out and sign one. We want to find the right fit, the right guy. You'll see us sign a quarterback in this class at some point.
Thank you.